Conway, 640. It is the Conway Show, and if it's Monday, it must mean Dr. Ray is with us. The Dr. Ray segment is being brought to you by AGA Medicare Options. Get a free, no-obligation consultation to get the right Medicare coverage for you. Go to AGAMedicareOptions.com. Dr. Ray, how you feeling, bub?
Tim, I'm feeling good.
That's great news.
Yeah, you know, we're finally beginning to get a little bit of a handle on this COVID in the hospital, and that's great. That's great news. So, yeah, things are good.
By the way, did we ever see the Christmas surge? Did that happen, or was that a story that was overblown?
Well, I think we did see a surge after Thanksgiving, and the surge just kind of continued right through Christmas, right through New Year's, and now it's finally going down.
Oh, good.
So I think that's good. I mean, I think we're getting somewhere.
Right. Hey, doctor, I got a question for you, though. You know, a lot of these cities and a lot of the counties are complaining that they don't have enough vaccination, or they don't know where the vaccination is, or this and that and this. There's nobody keeping an eye on the total vaccines and where they're going. That seems to be a fairly important number.
You know, I don't think that's true, what you said. I think people are keeping an eye on it. And I think that the vaccine production is actually ramping up, not going down.
Good.
The problem in California is that we're just not getting the doses into people's arms. I mean, over the weekend, we were absolutely the last state in terms of percentage of doses given. I mean, we gave like 39% of the doses we have available, and there are states, you know, like North Dakota and West Virginia that are giving 84% of their doses. So we really need to get doses into arms. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's time to, you know, to get the doses dosing. You know what I mean? But how do we do that?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Is that something that, you know, we can hire more people to do, or is that something that, you know, the coordination, where do you think the problem is there? In your tutored opinion.
Yeah, I think that we could learn from other states. I mean, we made this process very complicated. We decided, okay, you got to go online, you got to get an appointment, you got to go to these special areas. If you're not in the right classification, you can't get your vaccine today. So, in other words, we started out with medical professionals, then first responders, then old people, first old people in nursing homes. It was just a very regulated sort of way of doing it.
Right.
The way they did it in other states, they said, okay, where do people get their medical care? And they decided, all right, people get their medical care in doctor's offices, hospitals, clinics, pharmacies, and so on. So they actually got the vaccine to those areas. So they had areas where people were used to going to, and the people went and they got their vaccine, and it worked pretty well. So basically, I think we need to, number one, liberalize the categories that can get the vaccine. I personally am one who's in favor of giving the vaccine to everybody who wants it, except for not to people under the age of 18, because, first of all, we don't even know that it works in them because it wasn't tested. And number two, they don't seem to be bothered too much by COVID. But anybody over 18 who wants the vaccine, I would be in favor of giving it to them, because that's how we're going to get the herd immunity. We've got to vaccinate as many people as we can. And I'd be in favor of putting the vaccine out where people get their health care. So if it's pharmacies, if it's doctor's offices, if it's clinics, if it's hospitals, that's where people go for their health care, and they know how to go there. They don't have to make all the special appointments and everything. And that's what I would do.
Okay. Now, what about, I heard today that there are some doctors, I think it was Fauci, that said two masks are better than one. Well, if that's the case, aren't nine masks better than eight?
Yeah, I saw that today, and I figured that would throw you for a loop. well, you know, there's absolutely no science behind that statement. None. You know, because it's never been studied, you know, but he's, you know, in fairness to him, he said, you know, this makes common sense. So it's basically just his opinion.
Right.
And here's the problem with his statement. Number one, the problem with masks is, yes, they're porous and the virus is much smaller than the mask is. Even an N95 mask keeps 95% of particles greater than 3 microns. Well, greater than 3/10 of a micron. the virus is less than 1 micron. So, you know, even an N95 mask won't keep all the viruses out. But the problem is that it's the leaks around the mask. So it's the fact that there's a leak up where your nose is, there's a leak where your chin is, there's a leak back where your ears are. So you're not breathing all your air through the mask, and therefore the leaks are big problems.
I see.
Even if you wear two masks, you could still have leaks. Now, here's the other thing.
Sure.
There are some folks who can't breathe through two masks. It really hinders their breathing. So this would be people with respiratory problems like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or emphysema, and certainly children. You don't want to put two masks on children, that's for sure, because they don't breathe as well through two masks. So I don't know. You know, if you're a young, healthy person and you want to wear two masks, I think that's fine.
Okay.
But for the general population, all I would say is there's no scientific evidence to back it up. And if it gives you psychological comfort, fine. Do it.
Right. Yeah.
But,
okay, we got to take a small break here. But when we come back, I want to ask you about the vaccine maker that has given up because they just couldn't find the right formula. All right, Dr. Ray Kasheri is with us. He's a world-renowned pulmonologist. And he comes out of St. Joe's. They're in Orange County, and he's the best, man. So we're going to come back and ask him about the significance of that vaccine. Yes.
Are we going to talk football or what?
Oh, yeah, we'll talk football. You're Green Bay Packers, right? Ding dong with them. All right. AFI AM at 640, Conway Show. Dr. Ray Kasheri is with us. The Dr. Ray segment is being brought to you. You buy AGA Medicare options. Get a free, no obligation consultation to get the right Medicare option coverage. Go to AGAMedicareOptions.com. Dr. Ray out of St. Joe's in Orange County, and he is with us. Dr. Ray, I'm sorry your football team lost. Is that correct?
You know, I'll tell you, everybody needs a little break from this COVID, and that includes me. And I thought my Packers were going to do good. I'll tell you, one of the best experiences of my life was going to Lambeau Field. And, you know, the Packers were awesome this year. Anyway, they get in the game, and Brady had a first half that just was unbelievable. I mean, you got to hand it to the guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. The first half he played was phenomenal. But the Packers still had a shot. And, you know, they just kept dropping balls, and it was driving me nuts. Anyway, they come down to that fourth and goal play from the 8. You've got the one of the best quarterbacks to ever play. You've run 3 plays. Odds are you're going to get it on the fourth down. I mean, you know, it's tough for a defense to hold a team like that out for 4 down. And they kick a field goal.
It's dumb. I couldn't believe it.
I broke my heart.
Yeah.
And
it was
then,
just giving up.
Then, well, I couldn't believe it. Anyway, then they actually, you know, held the Buccaneers on the first series, but they got called on that defensive holding play, and it was holding. There's no doubt about that. But they've been letting that stuff go the whole game.
I know.
And they call it then, and that decided the game. Drove me nuts.
Buddy, it was a horrible game. I was really pulling for Green Bay. I know they have such a great support for that team, and it's just such a great small-time community feel. I wish they would have won. But, you know, so what do you vote for? So you root for the Bucs now or Kansas City? You don't care.
No, I think, you know, I'm rooting for the Bucs now because, you know, number one, they beat the Packers. Number two, you got to go with Brady. I mean, this guy's amazing.
43 years old.
And to go to a team like that at the age of 43 and pull that team together – and have him playing at this level, it's amazing.
All right, we got $1,000 to give away real quick here. Here's how we do it. Here we go.
For your chance at $1,000, text the nationwide keyword GAME, G-A-M-E, to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's GAME to 200-200.
There you go. And then pick up the phone. If it rings the next hour, it could be $1,000. Hey, Dr. Ray, so I guess the smart lads and lasses over at Merck couldn't pull this together. Is that right?
Well, you know, they dropped out today. They decided they're not going to produce their COVID-19 vaccine. And, in fact, they had two. They had two that they were trying to do. their vaccine was a little different. They took a virus that's known to be harmless, and they were trying to get that virus to carry the genetic information into cells so the cells would make antibodies. So it's a little different than the other sorts of vaccines out there. And it just, the test subjects did not produce antibodies. Wow. They produced some, but not enough to be significant. So they said, well, we're going to drop out of the race. So they just pulled their application. But here's the interesting thing about that. That's not going to hurt the U.S. too much.
Okay.
You know, we've got the Pfizer vaccine. We got Moderna. I really think Johnson & Johnson is going to be successful. So we'll have the three. But the Merck vaccine will hurt the developing countries because that was a one-shot vaccine, which is and it didn't require any refrigeration.
Oh,
so it would have been really useful in the developing countries. So, but there's nothing you can do. And,
right.
you know, the interesting thing is that people said, oh, the vaccine was developed too fast and they cut corners. Well, you know, here's an example of one that didn't work and they pulled it from the market. So they didn't cut corners for everything.
Right.
So that's good.
But, doctor, is it possible that Pfizer would give Merck the formula, you know, obviously at a cost, and then they could produce more? Do they have the ability to do it?
I think it's a different process. It's a completely different process. And I think if Merck could gear up to increase manufacturing, Pfizer could gear up too. And I think that Pfizer, you know, and Moderna and soon Johnson & Johnson will be running their facilities 24/7. And, you know, producing as much vaccine as possible. So, and they are. They're producing a lot of vaccine. You know, we've released in this country twice as much vaccine as has gotten into people's arms.
Really?
I mean, the problem is, yes, the problem is not that the vaccine doesn't exist. The problem is the distribution to people. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to get this vaccine into people's arms.
Right, but I mean, isn't that when Amazon offered their services to help out on the day after Trump left office?
Yes, and that was
interesting.
That was disturbing, but they said that they had offered their services to the previous administration too. I don't know. You know, that's kind of a political deal.
Right.
I don't necessarily think it should be Amazon. I think that we should get this vaccine distributed through the normal channels that people get health care.
Right.
Doctors,
but it should be all hands on deck. It should be everybody. It should be Amazon, UPS, you know, I United Airlines, American Airlines. Everybody should be doing their fair share to get every American, you know, safe so we can all get back to business and they all make more money.
Well, I totally agree with that. And what Amazon could do, they could help with the logistics of getting the vaccine to the places it has to be distributed, especially in view of the refrigeration requirements. So, yes,
right.
They could help with that.
By the way, did you see this new hat that's going around with just a little V on it? Means I've been vaccinated?
No, but that's cool.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, when you get vaccinated, you get a little card that you can put in your wallet that tells you when you got your shots. And you also get a CR device or QR device on your phone so that anywhere you go, they know that you've been vaccinated. I really think that I don't think you're going to be able to take an airline flight in 2 months unless you've been vaccinated.
I think you're right.
You won't get into a movie theater and all that. So,
hey, if I have to take a flight up to Oregon, can I borrow your card for a week or two? You laugh at me.
You can borrow my phone. How's that?
Okay. All right. All right, Doc. Thanks for coming on. Sorry about your Packers. We'll talk to you Thursday. And again, you have no idea how many people in this audience look forward to Monday and Thursday. You've really helped us out here.
All right, Kim. Thank you, Thursday.
Sir. All right. There he goes. Dr. Ray Kasheri, man. He's the best pulmonologist out of St. Joe's in Orange. Coming up next, Steve Gregory. Yeah, we'll talk to Steve Gregory about California opening up, everybody.
Open them up.
What do we do with these restaurants? Open them up. Come on. Sizzler. Restoration.
Open up. Open up. Open up.
What do we do with those front doors to get in there?
push, 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 push.
Oh my God, didn't end well.